This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and key Western allies are accusing Russia of using Iranian drones to attack civilians and power plants in Ukraine in violation of a 2015 UN Security Council resolution and international humanitarian law. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S., France, Germany, and Britain supported Ukraine's call for U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to send a team to investigate the origin of the drones. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Jeffrey De Laurentiis said Russia's violating U.N. guidelines by using drones against civilians.
These Iranian origin UAVs have been subsequently used in multiple attacks against Ukraine, which hit civilians and civilian infrastructure.
Britain's Deputy Ambassador, James Kariuki, said Russian drone strikes are a terror tactic.
Russian attacks mean that Ukrainians are losing their ability to heat their homes and cook their food. The intent behind these attacks is clear. Russia is seeking to subjugate Ukraine by terrorizing civilians.
Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said the drones are Russian. Iran said Wednesday it categorically rejects the Western claims. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces are bombarding the Russian position in the occupied and annexed southern Kherson region. The targets include resupply routes across a river. The Ukrainian military is inching closer to a full assault on Kherson, and the city is a prime target for both sides. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, ousted by ethics scandals just 3 months ago, jockeyed to make a comeback on as one of the several contenders seeking to replace Liz Truss, whose rapid downfall threw the country's leadership into disarray at a time of severe economic challenges. The governing Conservative Party has ordered a lightning-fast race that aims to finalize nomination Monday and install a new prime minister, its third in 1 year, within a week. Johnson has not publicly declared he is running, but a political ally who spoke with the Sky News told said that he is up for it, and bookmakers have made him one of the favorites to win the contest. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a federal appeals court has issued an administrative stay that temporarily blocks the White House from implementing its plan to cancel billions of dollars of students and student loan debt.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued this stay and ordered the Biden administration to halt the debt relief program until the appeal is considered. Critics have said the president is acting outside his authority in a way that would cost states millions of dollars. The ruling stems from an appeal from six GOP-led states.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, says that relatives of those killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jets are actually crime victims. We get more details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims under federal law and should have been told about private negotiations over a January 2021 settlement that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. O'Connor wrote, "But for Boeing's criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA, 346 people would not have lost their lives in the crashes." Some of the relatives are pushing to overturn the government's $2.5 billion agreement with Boeing. The first crash in Indonesia in October 2018 killed 189 people. Another crash 5 months later in Ethiopia, killing 157. I'm Tim McGuire.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.